This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Rangers and Reds are now in the seventh inning. Good guys lead 4-3. Sands is going to join us when it goes final here on your home of the Rangers. You know, something I hadn't thought about is maybe that Rangers hat that's so offensive. It spells out T-E-T-A-S, which in Spanish is a slang word for boobs. But I wonder, maybe it's lost in translation. Like, is that considered a super vulgar word? What's our Spanish-speaking experts have to say about this?
Let me text my wife right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, maybe it's like there's certain words to describe things that are kind of dirty, and then there's the C-bomb. You know, we don't want to be coming over the top on something like that. Then that's a hat you'd probably have to eliminate if it's the C-bomb equivalent. You know, but if it's just a little like PG-13 way of saying it, I'd say the hat should stay. I think they made a big mistake here.
Well, if they decide they wanted to bring it back, probably end up being a hot ticket item.
I think so.
I think that we should have it for hat night.
Yeah.
You know, first 15,000, get the boob hat.
Yeah, the band boob hat.
that would be a good bit.
Maybe we need to talk with our guy, the chief revenue officer, and, you know, see what we might have, you know, as far as a marketing opportunity here, what it's worth. Yeah. I mean, does Ray know what the bottom line on this means? Not only do you have to destroy the hats.
Yeah, I think it's like if you translated it into English, you're looking at, and I haven't gotten a response from my wife yet, but it's like it's our own version of the T word, right?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
And like, and we're not making T word hats.
No, we're not.
You know, I mean, was the I love big, was that always just boobs or was that the T word when it was the breast cancer awareness? Remember, like that was the whole like campaign.
I don't remember. That.
I heart big. Yeah, I'll have to see.
It was probably clean.
I think it equals T word, and we can't say T word on the air.
Yeah, I mean, if you're
not going to buy your kid a T word ball cap at the park.
No, I'm not. You're right about that.
Not again after maybe that last time.
Yeah, by himself.
Your wife hated
the
that.
The wife got mad.
I mean, it doesn't seem like a bomb of a curse word, but if you put it that way, I have to agree with you. You know, that would not be appropriate. Especially with the family environment they have going on out there at the Globe. Okay, do your Dallas Stars have the edge in the best division in hockey? This is the Athletic. We go to the Athletic/New York Times headline. Which team has the edge in the NHL's ultra-competitive Central Division? Noting that while Winnipeg is on top by 6 points, very impressive, it's because they had a blazing hot start. And their depth has sort of allowed them to withstand and be consistent, but it's not like they're lighting the league on fire. But they've just kind of, you know, stayed on top and managed to hold a fairly healthy lead. But if you zoom in on what's been going on and more recent trends, it's a little bit of a different story. They use a checklist of 10 factors that you need on your team in order to win the cup. It's basically like, do you have 12 amazing players? And they soar through the Central Division and the powerhouse teams that we have here. It's the Athletic's Stanley Cup contender checklist. I'd never heard about this.
Me either.
And that surprises me, Wolchuk, because you're a hockey guy. You and Broadus.
Mm-hmm.
But Dallas projects to have more better-than-cup-winning players on its roster than either Winnipeg or Colorado, and that's even without Haskinen and Sagan. That reflects an astonishing amount of high-end depth. The downside is the Stars also have more players who miss the mark completely when it comes to being cup-winning players. That's how they sort of define this. Johnston actually falls below the cut for elite first line center, and Granlund could use a smaller role overall when you look at you know, where these players fit in the context of being championship level guys. But in the end, as it all sorts out, they have the most good players, and it's by a significant margin. I think it's like 7-4 compared to Colorado and Winnipeg. So, yeah, pretty good spot here that the Stars are in. And either way you look at it, just watching the game, listening to analysts, or going deep inside the analytics and this way of measuring players, this should be the Stars' year. And you got to have the hot goaltender.
Yes.
Yeah, the one thing that Winnipeg plays very well away from their arena, and that helps them a lot. And their goal differential is really big, too. So, you know, they get really outstanding net minding, and then they score goals. That's big. But the fact they're 21-12-0 on the road, that's a pretty salty, you know, but they're 24-5-4 at home. Dallas is 24-7-1 at home. So the big difference is Winnipeg has been able to kind of get a few more road wins as opposed to the Stars.
Okay, so they have the rest of the week off until the return to action Friday.
They play Winnipeg.
Yeah, and then they'll be back home a lot next week, so I know a lot of people are fired up for the return of their hockey team. Tank Lawrence is gone, though, as it's been a season of saying goodbye to some iconic Cowboys. I mean, started with Tyron Smith last year. This year, Zach, I mean, to a lesser extent, Zeke, even though, you know, people were ready to move on from him and had already said their goodbyes, that's there. But I guess this also means it's the official end of the Hot Boys.
Yep.
You know, it is. And an iconic nickname for their pass rushers. Mm. You probably got to go back, 7-8 years to the genesis of the Hot Boys. I still have a Hot Boys t-shirt there with the cat. Remember the cat Hot Boys t-shirt?
That's more offensive than the boob hat.
Yeah.
Did you get that shirt for free? Did somebody just...
No, I think I paid $20 or something off the internet.
Real American dollars?
You know, you get on these blogs the day after big viral events happen, and they have a t-shirt for you to buy.
You just thought it was a really good idea to get a Hot Boys t-shirt?
I thought so, yeah. It was cool. It hangs up in my closet.
Breaking out t-shirts all the time.
No,
I've worked with you now almost 5 years.
And you're a hoodie guy. It's pretty a hoodie much guy. Every day.
Even at like 90 degrees, you're a hoodie guy.
Yeah, I have summer hoodies. Yeah,
are you summer hoodies? Do you just lighter?
I'll go t-shirts.
Will you
though,
drink when you around, bought the t-shirt
around coaching. You know, around the house.
When you like, for instance, you're wearing a hoodie right now. Yeah. Are you wearing a shirt underneath that hoodie?
Yeah.
Or a okay. T-shirt. Yeah.
So. In the summer, okay. All right. Would you
yeah.
be?
But usually it's a blank t-shirt. This one happens to have a logo on it. In the summer, yeah, yeah, t-shirts in the summer. Around the game?
I've seen you in a t-shirt. House. I've never seen your legs.
No, you probably never will.
That's actually on the G-Bag Nation payoff board. Yeah. It's just Dawson wearing shorts to work.
I thought about doing that at Radio Row. I couldn't suffer the humiliation.
Oh, that would have been incredible.
Is it the paleness or just the general frailty?
The general frailty more than the paleness.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind the paleness.
Is Heggie not wear shorts either?
He is an anti-shorts guy.
I've never seen him in shorts either, you know.
And he's got strong legs. You know,
I bet Hagee's got calves on him.
Oh yeah,
like we marvel at Choppy's calves. I bet Hagee's got sneaky giant calves.
Big men, sneaky calves.
A lot of people are informing me the breast cancer awareness I Heart Big was boobies.
Okay,
quite simply,
I love them all.
Not the T you know? Word,
but it has become clear over the text here that a number of people were offended by that, Brian. So your suggestion that we order some of those T-shirts, I think, offended a lot of our audience.
I mean, Tolo D said that she doesn't consider it vulgar. It's a nickname in Spanish for breasts. And my wife texted back and said that she said, depends on the context, but not very vulgar. But she does say it would be probably more vulgar than chichis, which is another Spanish.
Oh, more vulgar.
More, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We call you Cheech, right?
Let's make a Cheechies hat.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because people called me Cheech a lot growing up. Yeah, I had no idea.
Hey, Cheechies.
I had no idea.
Cheech.
Let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The Texas Cheechies would be a nice nickname, you know, when you're doing your Spanish speaking week.
Yeah.
Appreciation and all that, respecting it.
Yeah, so we can get these T-shirts, and that's offending people?
I don't know. It offends some people.
How about you just have some freaking class for once, Brian, and just not be suggesting that we wear a vulgar.
Well, Broadus was on eBay in the commercial break putting bids on T-word booby hats.
Yeah, I was.
if you decide to not.
Came up with $1,000 to do it.
I'll take a size large. Yeah,
he met the man at his price, dude.
I said, do you take Discover?
Do you take Discover? I want to get the points.
We got 3 hours down and two to go here in the G-Bag Nation. LA Live's coming up at 5:40. Football's Finest is next, Eric.
We have a scouting report on your new Cowboys linebacker and workout with Aaron Donald at your own risk next here in the Nation.